Pelosi to hold Mueller report conference call on Monday. By Nate Church on April 19, 2019. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a Dear Colleague letter assuring Democrat representatives that a Monday conference call would address the alarming findings in the Mueller report. In her opening salvo, Pelosi characterized the Mueller report released by Attorney General Barr as a disrespectfully late and selectively redacted version of Special Counsel Mueller's report, promising further news and action taken as soon as our analysis and this holy season's religious traditions allow. As we continue to review this document, we will have more to report and will update you on the next steps that must be taken, Pelosi wrote. The caucus is scheduling a conference call for Monday to discuss this grave matter, she continued. This report includes several alarming findings, including that the Russian government interfered in the 2016 presidential election in sweeping and systematic fashion. It also explicitly states that the president's campaign took actions with an expectation that it would benefit electorally from information stolen and released through Russian efforts. In his summary letter and press conference, Attorney General Barr presented a conclusion that the president did not obstruct justice, said Pelosi. The Mueller report appears to directly undercut that claim. Pelosi said that while we continue to review this document, leadership would have more to report and will update you on the next steps that must be taken, thanking her colleagues for the leadership to protect our democracy. Meanwhile, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena to Attorney General William Barr today, demanding an unredacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. The left seems to be a long way from done with this fight. Now that the report has failed to prove collusion between the 2016 Trump presidential campaign, CNN national security analyst and former director of national intelligence Lieutenant General James Clapper has instead dubbed the findings a case of passive collusion.